Next patient is James Whedon. The last name is W-H-I-D, like in Delta, D like in Delta, E-N. James, 82-year-old white male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The general condition has been very stable. This patient has a severe emphysema, and he also has a history of carcinoma of the esophagus that has been in remission for a long time. He has improved the serum creatinine. The latest determination on January 16 of 2024, serum creatinine is 13.8, and the estimated EFR is 51 mL per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is highly suggestive of a proteinuria of 800 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The patient has a history of hyperglycemia. The hemoglobin A1C has been under control. The possibility of giving a SGLT2 inhibitor is entertained. However, the systolic blood pressure in this patient is 88. And there is no evidence of edema. He is oxygen dependent. And I want to avoid severe symptomatic hypotension. And for that reason, I'm going to abstain. The patient has a potassium of 4.9. He's not a candidate for finerenone. I have been following this proteinuria for a long time and has not changed. We continue the close follow-up. Number two, the patient has severe emphysema that is evaluated by the pulmonologist, Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. He is oxygen dependent. Of course, the lack of oxygen, it makes him out of stamina really soon. Following number, underweight. He continues to be 110 pounds. Following number, hyperglycemia. However, the hemoglobin A1C is within control. We will reevaluate next time. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. At this point, we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the chart and the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.